Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me.
Chicago, bring this back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient. The predictions in that book are coming to pass, ladies and gentlemen, every day. The third ingredient with the number 3.com. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the galactic guru of networking, founder of Business Network International, BNI. You know that group very well. I'm so happy to say that since Ivan began hanging out with me, the thing just exploded. I'm not saying it was any, I was responsible for that. But, who knows? It could happen.
I think there's a correlation.
It could happen.
There's a correlation.
Right? Hey, Ivan.
Yeah,
thanks.
I think there is a correlation.
Thanks again for being
here. We ended last year with 8,836 chapters worldwide.
Wow. Galactically, right? That's counting Mars, right?
That is counting Mars. Yeah. We don't have anything there yet, but it is counting Mars.
I think one of your books is on the rover, I think, up there. So in case somebody picks it up. So Ivan, you're talking about the concept, folks, of the new book, Who's in Your Room, is that if you had a room where you existed that only had one door, and people can come in but they can't come out, you can't ask them to leave. How selective would you be about bringing people into your world? And you're talking about, in this article you've written, you're talking about detoxing your social circle. Another way to think of that, I think also, that I think might help a little people, not as an alternative, not as a replacement for the room idea, but it's just another way of thinking about it, and that is simplifying your life. I think part of this,
yes.
One of the deliverables of doing what you're talking about doing is, I think you will simplify your life. Which we've known for a long time is important, right?
It is important, but the thing about simplifying your life is that that's different for each person. So what you have to do before you think of it in terms of simplify is to really think about what are your values, what are the things that drive you, and when you talk to somebody and you say, what are your personal values? They go, and they don't really have an answer. But they'll say something like honesty, and then it's deer in the headlights. And so you have to drill down to what their personal values are. When they really understand their personal values, then it's easier to simplify because you know what to select and what not to select.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people struggle with figuring out what their values are, although in the book we have some links for some assets, free material up on our website, our book website, where they can really work on their values. But here's a simple one to start with. Before you think of values, think about your deal breakers. Deal breakers are the things that you absolutely don't want around you at all. It might be, for me, it's drama. I just hate having people who live in drama.
Right.
They drift in drama.
Oh, yeah. Those are the spirit suckers right there.
Yeah.
The spirit vampires. They'll come in, they'll pull the life right out of you.
Yeah, they do, and they do it in a way that isn't always so incredibly obvious because they may not be toxic. They just always have issues.
Drama, everybody has drama. I think it's important to say, everybody has drama. The question is, are the people who has drama in front of you, were they dramatic yesterday too and the day before? And is this drama something that really should be drama? That's what you got to decide, right?
That's it. And sometimes we go through things in our life, there may be a divorce or a health issue, and you get it when people have that kind of drama. But I'm talking about every day.
Drama queens.
For years. Yeah, drama queen. Here's one that my wife and I have, and I don't know if I've talked to you about this one in the past, but my wife and I have agreed that one of our deal breakers is that we won't go out with another couple who doesn't generally behave in a way that's loving and respectful.
Huh.
Loving and respectful.
I like that.
They have to love and respect each other. And if they don't, that's not a couple that we want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good one.
It is a good one. And in every couple, sometimes might have a spat. We get that. But I'm talking about in general terms. So you start with the deal breakers. And when you have deal breakers, then you drill down to your values. And then when you have values, then you know, which is your point, how to simplify.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're just throwing stuff out that may or may not serve your emotional needs. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No, I agree with you.
Now, so I promised that I would get back to one or two more no's. You want to hear one or two more ways to say no?
I got time for one more this segment.
Okay, don't Seinfeld it. One of the really funny things of the old TV series Seinfeld was how characters would go off in some crazy, complicated subterfuge and ruse and end up being in more trouble than if they'd have just said, if I did this, I'd let you down.
Yeah, right. And if you're old enough, you could also say, don't Lucy it, right? Remember Lucille Ball? Remember Ricky and Lucy?
Don't Lucy it.
If you're old enough to remember that.
Same
thing, right?
Perfect example, yeah.
It's funny. That tells my age, right?
Well, unfortunately, mine too.
Yeah.
I grew up at least on some of the old reruns and the new Lucy.
There you go. Hey, Ivan, IvanMeisner.com, right?
IvanMeisner.com is my blog, and of course, BNI.com, my organization.
And folks, if you go to BNI.com, you can find. There's a place there where you can find where there's a chapter near you. And Ivan, can they still start one if there's not one near them?
Yeah, absolutely. We're continuing to grow chapters.
All there at BNI.com. Anywhere you are, those of you listening around the world on the internet, you can do it in your country too. Tintail, right back with Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.